I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. Within hours of Garden State officials extending the statute of limitations to report sexual abuse, 29-year-old Justin Hoffman suing the Diocese of Camden and the parish of the former St. James in Ventnor and a former Camden bishop. Now, Hoffman alleges that he was abused by a deceased priest at the former St. James Parish. The church has yet to comment. The murder trial of an 18-year-old man accused of killing two 16-year-olds in South Philadelphia over a year ago begins today. Prosecutors allege Brandon Oliveri shot the teens in the chest following a fight a few weeks before. The defense claims the murder investigation was botched and statements made up. The trial being held amid extra security, including a wall of glass separating the victim's family from the defendant and his family. The popular messaging app WhatsApp has been targeted by hackers who used a flaw in the program to hijack dozens of phones. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, and a spokesperson for the company says the hackers installed surveillance software on the phones. Among those targeted, journalists and human rights activists. Users are being encouraged to update to the latest version of the app. Checking sports, the Phils continue their series with Milwaukee tonight at Citizens Bank Park. And let's check your CBS 3 Eyewitness forecast. Cloudy, still that chance for scattered rain showers here and there with a high of 60. Partly cloudy, chilly, and damp tonight, low 47. And tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, chance for late day showers and a high of 70. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.